It's 47 degrees at 8:55, and the market's fairly flat here on this Tuesday morning. For some of the details, we check in with Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Well, good morning. We are just kind of consolidating sideways in the grain markets. Not a whole lot of new, fresh, fundamental news. The trade continues to talk about China and their situation on doing away with their stockpiling. And that's going to be a longer-term process as we move down the road as they kind of liquidate some of those stockpiles of grain. We feel that's kind of positive long-term from the standpoint that we'll see those overhead inventories kind of disappear over the next 3 to 4 years. But the big market maker is going to be Thursday's reports, corn acreage estimate, expected to be close to 90 million acres, bean acres, around 83 is the average guess. Stocks, about 7.8 billion bushels of corn and about 1.56 billion bushels of beans. So we'll quickly digest those numbers Thursday. Then we'll move on to the weather and try to anticipate what the yield forecast on corn and beans will be as we go through the growing season. We currently have markets kind of mixed. May corn's down a quarter of a cent, 370 and a quarter. New crop December's unchanged, 387 and a half. May soybeans up 2 3/4, 911 and a half. New crop November's up 1 1/2, 923 and a half. May wheat's up 1 3/4, 472 3/4. May oats are down 1 cent, 189. The products are higher. Meal's up 30 cents a ton, 272.40. May bean oil up 19.33.82. Bean oil's been extremely strong here on strong world vegetable oil markets. Livestock markets are higher, anticipation a little higher cash trade. April cattle's up 32, 135.42. April feeders up 75, 156.32. April hogs up 25, 70.17. Outside markets a little easier. May crude oil down $1.20 a barrel, 38.17. Heating oil's down 278. RBOB gas down 417. Natural gas is up 8. Gold's up $3.50 an ounce. Silver's up 1 cent. The dollar's up 2. The Dow's down 72. And the bonds are currently about 4 higher. This is Kurt Kimmel with Bates Commodities here in Normal.
All right, Kurt, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great Tuesday. Kurt Kimmel filling in for Pete Manhart on this Tuesday morning. Let's take a little closer look at some of those outside markets that Kurt mentioned. Trending lower here in the early going. As Kurt said, the Dow's trading lower. It's down about 77 points right now at 17,458. The S&P's off about 5 points at 2,032, and the NASDAQ trading down 5 points at 4761. And oil sliding again. That's kind of been the saga here in recent months. Right now it's trading right at $38 a barrel, down $139 here in the early trade. In your weather forecast for today, we expect sunny skies. We've seen just a little patchy fog out there, but that's burning off. High 58 degrees today, southeast winds 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 40 degrees, southeast winds 10 to 15. Tomorrow, skies will start mostly sunny, then turn cloudy by the afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. The high 65. Those south winds will get gusting up to 35 miles per hour tomorrow. Tomorrow night, breezy, warmer with showers and thunderstorms, likely a high of 57. Breezy on Thursday, partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the morning with a high of 63 degrees. And then we're going to have a bit of a cool off for the weekend. Friday, cooler temperatures, chance of showers, the high 53. Sunny and 54 for Saturday. Breezy, sunny, 56, the high for the day on Sunday. Stay tuned. On Point is coming up from NPR at the top of the hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find all of our ag programming online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.